Chapter 11. Beauty. The white men who lived at Fort Yukon laughed at the newcomers who came off the boats. They knew that they were not prepared for the hard life of the frozen Northland. When a new boat was arriving, they loved to watch the meeting between the town dogs and the fort dogs. There was one man who raced down as soon as he heard the boat's whistle, jumping up and down with excitement as each dog went down. He always stayed until the last fight was over and kept a close eye on White Fang, approving of what he did in these games. The man was known as Beauty Smith. Nobody knew his real first name, but he was the ugliest man they had ever seen. He was small, with dirty yellow eyes that were large and wide, and large yellow teeth. He had very little hair, and what he had was dirty blonde. His job at Fort Yukon was cooking, and in fact, he was an excellent cook. But in his nature, he was a coward, and he often fell into cowardly rages, so the other men feared he was going to shoot them in the back or poison their coffee. This was the man who watched White Fang closely, and he wanted White Fang to be his own. At first, when Beauty called to White Fang, the wolf turned away and did not look at him. When he came nearer, White Fang snarled and showed his fangs, and then backed away. He could feel that the man was very bad inside, and he quickly came to hate him. White Fang was in Grey Beaver's camp when Beauty Smith first came to visit. He crept away and watched as the man talked to Grey Beaver. Once, when the man pointed at White Fang, the wolf drew his lips back in a snarl. Grey Beaver refused to sell him, telling Beauty that his furs had made him rich and he needed nothing. As well as that, White Fang was a valuable animal, the strongest sled dog he had ever owned, and the best leader. There was no other dog on the Mackenzie or Yukon Rivers that could crush other dogs as easily as men crushed insects. No, White Fang was not for sale at any price. But Beauty knew how to change Grey Beaver's mind. He visited the Indians' camp often, and he began to bring Grey Beaver a bottle or two of whiskey hidden under his coat. Grey Beaver was not used to whiskey, and he quickly developed a love for it. As his body began to need more of the burning liquid, the money he had earned for his furs began to disappear. It went faster and faster, and the less money he had, the more angry he became. In the end, his money was all gone, and he was left with nothing but White Fang and his thirst for more whiskey. Beauty again offered to buy his animal, and this time the price was in bottles, not dollars.
"Two bottles," said Beauty, and they shook hands.
"You catch him, you take him," said Grey Beaver.
For 2 days, White Fang avoided the camp. The white man kept trying to catch him, and although White Fang did not know why, he knew it was not good.
"You catch him, I'll take him," Beauty said to Grey Beaver.
One evening, White Fang returned to camp and lay down to rest, happy that the white man was not there. Grey Beaver came over to him and, for the first time since they had arrived at Fort Yukon, tied a rope around his neck. His master held the rope in one hand and a bottle in the other, which he drank from often. After an hour or so, White Fang heard the sound of the white man approaching the teepee again, and he jumped to his feet. Beauty stood over White Fang, reaching down to touch the wolf with his hand. At first, White Fang crouched and snarled, but then his teeth snapped like a snake's fangs. The hand was pulled back quickly, and the teeth closed on air. Beauty was frightened and angry, and Grey Beaver hit the animal hard on the head. Later, Beauty returned with a heavy club. Grey Beaver gave Beauty the end of the rope and kicked White Fang to make him follow. He obeyed, but he jumped at Beauty, who was pulling him away. Beauty was ready this time, and he hit White Fang with the club, knocking him to the ground. Grey Beaver laughed. Beauty pulled the rope, and White Fang crawled weakly behind. He did not jump a second time. The man knew how to use the club, so he followed, his tail between his legs, snarling softly all the way. At Fort Yukon, Beauty tied White Fang up and went to bed. White Fang waited an hour and then, in the space of 10 seconds, bit through the rope and was free. He knew he belonged to Grey Beaver, so he ran back to him. The next morning, when Beauty returned to collect White Fang, he gave him the worst beating he had ever had in his life. Having no power among humans, and often receiving a beating himself, the cowardly man enjoyed beating animals. Twice more, White Fang escaped from Beauty and returned to his old master. If he had been wiser, he would have run far away, but he could not stop himself. Twice more he was beaten, more cruelly each time. After the third beating, White Fang was sick. If he had been a town dog, he would have died. Finally, White Fang was tied with a chain that he could not bite through. Meanwhile, with no money and no more whiskey, Grey Beaver packed up his camp and started his long journey back to the Mackenzie River alone. White Fang remained at Fort Yukon with a mad and cruel master, a man he knew he must obey in all things. Beauty kept his new animal in a wooden pen and tormented him. Since burning his nose in the fire as a cub, White Fang had hated to be laughed at. Once Beauty discovered this weakness, the new master played cruel tricks on the wolf, then laughed and pointed at him. White Fang had been the enemy of dogs. Now he was the enemy of all things, hating everything blindly. He hated the chain that held him, the men who came to look at him, their dogs and his own helplessness. Most of all, he hated Beauty Smith. Beauty's purpose in buying White Fang became clear one day, when a number of men came and stood around the pen. Beauty opened the door to the pen, club in hand, and removed the chain from White Fang's neck. At once, White Fang ran around the pen, snarling and growling at the men outside. He was 90 pounds of muscle and bone, 5 feet long and 2.5 feet tall at the shoulder, far heavier than a wolf in the wild. The door to the pen was opened again. A huge dog was pushed inside, and the door was quickly shut behind it. White Fang's rage was frightening to see. He jumped at the dog and tore the dog's neck. The dog was fierce and tried to fight back, but White Fang was here, there, and everywhere, jumping in and out to bite and then escape punishment. The men outside shouted and clapped, while Beauty enjoyed every second. But before White Fang could kill the dog, Beauty entered with his club and beat the wolf back. The dog was pulled out by its owner. Money changed hands, plenty of it, going into Beauty's pocket.